Erevin Perak Beis Mishnah Dal Rabbi Yehuda Omer Moisa Derech Harabim Mafsekos and Yisalgena Litzadodim. If this area where you had the Pasim and the Be'er, if the Rishus Harabim or the Derech Harabim, where the people would be going when they'd be Olal Regel, so it was actually in the way. This Pasim Beros with this Be'er was smack in the middle, and the people would have to walk through inside the Pasim. So you had almost like the Rishus Harabim would be breaching this whole area that you set up here. Yisalkenel litzdodin. You should turn aside the path that people would walk, so they shouldn't breach this area. The Rav explains that according to Yud, if this happens, it's mevato the rishus hayochid over here, because midiraisa, without this, it's considered a rishus hayochid, and when the rabbim are pirates this area, it makes it like a rishus harabim. This is very nogeya with halachas of having an Erev in an area that has a Rishus HaRabim. Would the Rishus HaRabim or the street, would that cancel an Erev? Like, for example, in Brooklyn or a place like that. So it's totally in this machlekes. The Chachamim Oimrim Einot Zerachem said that you do not have to move the Derech of the Rabbim away from this. So now the question is who the halacha is like. The Rab says that the halacha is not like a Yehuda, it's like the Chum. But there are poskim that hold that the halacha is like a Yehuda. Mishnah continues, Echad Bor HaRabim, so this area that we're talking about, whether it's a Bor HaRabim, where there's a large amount of water that's filled into a bore, into a pit. It doesn't automatically get drawn from the ground by itself, you'd have to fill it. However, since it's so large and many people use it, so when the water goes out, the Rav explains, people will recognize that and they will make sure. And they will not use it anymore because they'll recognize it. Because the whole heter of these pasi biros is that there should always be water for animals for the ole regel. And as long as there's no water there, they will know that the mechitza becomes batel, that you can't carry within this, because there's no use at all. And they weren't going to be makel, even though midiraisa l'chara, the pasi biros works, like the Rav explains, but their bon and everybody knew that it would be batel, and it would be self-understood. Uve'er harabim, and this is the easiest one to be makel with, because this is not only a large area, but it's a be'er, it's constantly by itself, always going, it never loses out. Also, ve'er hayochid. Now, be'er hayochid is a smaller amount of water, but it's a be'er mayim chaim, the water never ceases, because it's a be'er. All these cases, oisin lehen pasim. You're allowed, you have the heter of making pasi beros. Aval bor hayochid, however, for the bor hayochid, so this one has, out of all the cases, it's the least likely to be makel with. We're going to be the most machmir because, number one, it's only for one person, so people aren't going to recognize it when it doesn't give any more water. And number two is that there's a good chance that it won't give a lot of water very soon because it's only a bor, it's not a be'er. So in that, oisim le'mechitza gavara asot fachim. So here, we're not going to have the cooler. We're not going to allow you to use the pasi beros. Rather, you're going to need to use a full-fledged mechitza that's 10 tfachim high. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, and the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Ein oisin pasin ela be'er harabim bilvad. So Rabbi Akiva only matered three out of the four possible cases. The only one he didn't matter, Rabbi Akiva, was the bor of the yochid. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava takes the opposite approach, and he says the only one that's mutter is the be'er of the rabbim. V'lashar oisin chagorech gavoya asar tvachim. The other ones you make a full-fledged mechitza, you're not allowed to use the pasi beros. Chagorech is a belt. And the reason that he uses such a lashon, the Mefarshim explain, is because a belt is fully surrounded. It can't have like these diyumdin. Rather, it's like a belt where it's a complete mechitza all around. It has to be 10 tfachim high. And the Rav explains the reason that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava that the bear of the Rabbim is mutter because you have two positive attributes. Number one, it's of the Rabbim. And number two, it's constant that it's a be'er. The water is always going to be there. Now the Rav adds here over here, that it's only mutter to use these pasi beros is dafka by Oli Regalim and in Eretz Yisrael only. However, for humans to drink, even by Oli the Regal, humans could not drink from this. They would have to actually go and get water themselves from inside of the well. They couldn't use the area outside of the well, even if they're a pasim. However, the Taisus Yontif explains, and it's based off of Taisus, that what if the well is impossible for a human being to go into and drink from the water from, then in those cases it would be mutter for him to drink just like an animal.